Mark Harris hired a shady campaign operative over his son's warnings. John Harris testified Wednesday at the Elections Board hearing on fraud in the 9th Congressional District race. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Mark Harris and his legal team maintain the candidate knew nothing about McRae Dowless's criminal tactics. Dowless is a Bladen County political operative, particularly skilled at garnering absentee-by-mail votes for his clients. Harris saw the operative's handiwork in 2016. In the GOP primary that year, incumbent Robert Pittenger edged Mark Harris in the overall race, but third-place finisher, now state senator Todd Johnson, got hundreds of Bladen County absentee-by-mail votes, while Harris and Pittenger got a total of 5 between them. And Johnson did so with the help of Dowless. But John Harris thought the Elections Board data looked fishy, perhaps the result of a counting error. Then he noticed batches of absentee ballots had arrived at the Bladen County Elections Board on the same date.
At that point, I began to be concerned that someone was actively down there collecting the ballots, because that would explain why they go collect the ballots, they walk down to the post office or the P.O. box, take a big batch, put them in, and then they all pop up on the same date.
So in 2017, when his father considered hiring Dowless for a run in the upcoming midterm elections, John Harris reminded him of those concerns.
Namely, my belief that McRae had engaged in collecting ballots in 2016.
John Harris is 29, a father, and an assistant U.S. attorney for North Carolina's Eastern District. He said he followed up his initial warning about Dowless with an email to his parents that included the statute classifying the collection of absentee ballots as a felony. Attorney Mark Elias said that all but showed Mark Harris knew what Dowless was up to. Elias represents Democrat Dan McCready, who trails Harris by 905 votes in the disputed uncertified race.
He wanted the results. He wanted the same kind of abnormal, fraudulent results that he had been the victim of.
Mark Harris's attorney, David Friedman, says his client was duped by Dowless.
He trusts people, he sees the best in people, and he made a terrible judgment in this case.
John Harris also said Dowless lied to his father. We'll hear what Mark Harris has to say when the GOP candidate and former pastor takes the stand on Thursday. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.